Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It.
Yeah?
Yeah. The new and improved bonus episode of Stall It, where you, the listener, slag me.
Yeah, previously Owen had said in order to get your questions read out on the bonus episode, they should slag you because...
Yeah. And it's lifted after this one as well.
It's lifted? It's got... Boy,
yeah, it's just one off.
One off?
Yeah.
I had like a whole year of being slighted.
You can take it though. I take that to heart and think about that at night and can't sleep.
You've thin skin?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to like this.
Bollocks.
Do you want to hear some of the questions?
Go on.
Question number one. Hi, lads.
How are you?
Darren has the dancing ability of an African elephant. I hope that satisfies the new entry standard for questions. It must do.
I'll take that.
If it does, here's my one. If you had to live one full year as any Irish animal, what would it be?
An Irish animal?
So it can't be a migrating bird who spends the winter in Africa. You need to pick one of the lads who are here, hail, rain and shine. Your badgers, your pigeons and foxes and such. Nice one. Connor.
Well, first of all, have you seen the Jungle Book?
I have, yeah.
There's an elephant in that can dance pretty well, no?
No.
No? Oh.
No. There's not.
You sure?
They march. They can march pretty well. You can march.
I can march. That's dancing, isn't it?
In a way, yeah.
A little bit. Similar movement anyway. A bit of movement going on.
They're Indian elephants anyway, I think. This one is an African elephant.
Okay.
Big monstrosities they are.
The units.
Oh, beasts.
Thanks for the compliment.
And is he correct? How would he know that? Has he seen you dancing?
He probably could have seen me dancing somewhere, yeah.
What's your move? What's your go-to move?
Point in the hand and bop the head. Maybe throw up the odd finger into the air. When the beat drops, it's pretty shit.
I'm impressed.
Shit dancing.
That should be a TikTok dance. Pointing and nodding the head.
Pointing the hand, nod the head and throw the finger up now and again.
Yes, bro.
And then when someone looks at you, you just start side-eyed in the room and all. I have to go.
You start leaving.
I have to leg it, really.
What animal are you going to be? So what animals is that? What Irish animals is that? They're all like, shy.
Are they considered Irish animals?
Well, they'd be indigenous to Ireland. Mm. So having said that, I've never seen a badger.
Never seen a badger in person, though.
No.
Up close. It's weird that I haven't.
Well, I've seen a badger up close, but it was in the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
They're stuffed.
All of them?
Yeah.
Even the ones that are floating around now, just stuffed to bits. Pure full.
Yeah. Overfed, man. The animals.
I'd probably be a rat.
An Irish rat?
Little rat.
Why?
Because I am a rat.
Yeah.
I tell loads of tales. I don't know.
I like the foxes. The foxes that are roaming around the city.
They're nice little fellas, aren't they?
Sound little yokes, yeah.
Mm.
Little windy bastards, but they're cute.
What about a little heron?
A heron? Like a bird?
Yeah.
I don't think it said that you can't pick a migrating bird who spends winter in Africa. You can't.
No worries. I won't do that then.
They want to hold it. But you can go with a pigeon.
No, they're shy.
Dirty flame. Mass. Half a foot pigeon.
Maybe a seagull. Do they stay here all year round?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Just be a seagull and just wreck everyone's heads. My turn now, bitches.
I can see you as a seagull.
Could you?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a big bit of a seagull look to me, don't
you?
You
do have it, yeah.
A little moocher.
You do have a bit of a seagull look now that you say it.
I have a bit of a fox look.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Doesn't
nice
he?
One. This. What started out as an insult has now turned into a compliment. Will I give you the next question?
Yeah, mate, you look like a fucking seagull, yeah?
Mad foxy looking fuck, are you?
That's some diss.
Foxes eat seagulls, I'll eat you. Nom nom nom.
Right, so I'm going with a gull.
And I'll go with a fox.
Lovely. What did the fox say?
Meow.
Fuck all, because he can't talk.
That's true.
What's the next one?
Hi, lads. Firstly, having to meet the new criteria to get this read out. So here we go.
Okay.
Darren is as useful as a chocolate teapot.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the formality. Now the formalities have been met. Can you please...
That's a real, like, I don't want to do this, but this is what I'm going to say just so I get my question read.
That was a tame insult, I think. I think it was very generic.
If they're over the top, they're not going to be read out either.
That's unfortunate.
I like that kind of ground there.
Right. Well, now that the formalities have been met, can you please arrange for a debate or debunk an episode with Joe and Owen? Because listening to Joe spout nonsense and rubbish so coherently and matter-of-factly for Owen to then come in and quash everything he said is sheer delight. For example, there could be deep divers into flat earth, chicken soup, Graham Hancock, and finally, Joe insisting he won't be accepting tips on the food truck because that's the biggest lie he's ever told on the podcast from its inception. All the best, Jack. I mean, the criteria was to fucking insult you.
I know, but you're taking the mickey now.
This is not right. It's not fair. I thought it was going to be let off the hook.
This become a big mad conspiracy podcast over you. Conspiracies and food trucks.
Maybe there should be an episode where we debunk everything.
And then just leave it there. Said.
Yeah, and then leave it there. Clean the slate. Yeah. Fresh start, right? Fresh start.
Right, we'll clean the slate on one episode. We'll grant your wish and then that's done then. And we go back to talking about Pokemon cards.
How are you, lads?
Oh, wait, the chocolate teapot thing.
Oh, yeah. Because it would melt.
Oh, I fucking hate tea.
Do you like chocolate, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In moderation.
Well, then a chocolate teapot is pretty useful to you, then.
Yeah, because it's not going to melt. Mm-hmm. So that's useful.
But you would eat it. So that's also useful.
Good protein.
Chocolate?
If it's dark chocolate.
I don't think that's how it works.
Anyway, go for the next one there.
How are you, lads?
How are you? More insults, I guess.
Jack from Bali are back again.
How are you?
Another question for you. You paired with 100 random strangers. If you're better than all of them at something, you win 10 million euro. What are you picking to do? Sound boys, Jack. So you paired with 100 random strangers, and if you're better than all of them at something, you win 10 million euros. What do you think you're better than a random 100 people at?
Smoking 20 smokes without getting a nicotine buzz. Or a thumb wrestle.
A thumb wrestle?
Yeah.
I'll give you a thumb wrestle now, I feel like I'd beat you.
Only if it's for a few million.
10 million?
Yeah. You got it.
What was the first one you said you go with? So there was thumb wrestling and what was the other one? FIFA, no? Would you not?
No. I don't know. Or just like, maybe some of them don't even play FIFA and I just wipe the floor with them.
Yeah, but you had to beat all of them.
100 people.
Random people. I go out to the street. I go out to the street and pick 100 random people. And you have to beat all of them at one thing.
Penalties.
What the fuck?
Take a few penals. 100 penals.
What? I'd go with steps. I feel like I'm really good at going up steps.
Up steps?
Yeah.
I'd be good at going down them.
Tumbling.
Falling.
Big heap of destruction.
Big heap.
Yeah, I think going up steps. I feel like I'm really good with steps.
Right.
I think I could do...
How can you be really good at going up steps?
Just being raised in the flats. I'm just so used to going up steps.
Right.
Because there was the tower. I'd be up and down the steps all the time.
I'd be up and down them steps all the time. The flats there. I'd be good at that, yeah.
Only yesterday I was going up like an old building and there was loads of steps and everyone that I was with was out of breath and I got to the top and I went, I'm pretty good at walking up steps.
Crap at it.
I think I'd fancy me chances. I think I could do the Empire State Building without getting out of breath. Well, maybe even like not. How many steps? Like, I could do that in the gym. I'll do that. There's like a stepometer thing in the gym. I'll look up.
Do the equivalent?
Yeah, I'll do the equivalent. Yeah, I'll do the amount of steps.
No breaths.
No breath. No, I'll breathe, but I won't be like. There's 1,180 steps. Sorry, there's 1,860 steps.
Nah.
You don't think I could do that?
No.
Why?
You'd be out of breath. 100%. Anyone in the world would be. Everyone.
It's just walking, but up. I don't know how... I don't know how people struggle with steps. It's mad. I just feel like it's walking. Walking. Hiking. I said, more than wanted to do the Camino de Santiago, like 10 years ago actually, to the day. And I says, yeah, I'll do it. And I never hiked before in my life, but I was walking. I'd never had a car growing up, so I walked everywhere. It was like,
depends on your clothing.
It's fucking what? You could do that.
You're wearing a big jacket, you're going to be sweating.
Well, just don't do that.
Just don't wear that.
Do it in the nip.
Go to the gym in the nip, and maybe you wouldn't be out of breath.
So you're going with thumb wrestling?
No, penos.
Oh, penos.
Yeah, 100 penalties.
Are you taking the penos or saving the penos?
Taking them.
And you'll score against every
100 penalties, yeah.
Is that how it works? No, because that's not being better than.
But no goalkeeper, though.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's being better than someone taking a penalty. If you took 100, you scored 100 goals.
But it's like sudden death with 100 different people.
Each one will have a goal.
And you'll win every time?
Yeah, but there's a goalkeeper in it when they're taking it, and then when I'm taking it, there's none. I'll probably still miss, to be honest.
Is that your final answer?
100%.
Okay, I like your confidence. Next question. Hello, Darren, Joe and Owen. My question is, would you rather live one day as a character from any movie, TV show or video game? Which would you pick and why, Reese from Tala? I'm playing Prince of Persia at the minute and I feel like, oh, that'd be fun.
Are you?
Yeah, swinging around.
That's a shy version of Assassin's Creed. I think Prince of Persia came out before that, though.
It's like a side scroller.
What?
It's a little side scroller, Prince of Persia.
Oh, it's like,
you just go left and right. Kind
is
of,
it?
Yeah. But it's massive, like, it's a massive big maze of things. I wouldn't even pick him if it was that. It'd probably
Crash Bandicoot.
I was going to say Spider-Man. Because you're hitting TV show, films, and video games.
It could be in all of it.
And Mary Jane is a little bit of all right. Is that Scarefriend's name? Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Mary Jane Watson?
Or Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy's. I feel like it's better to say Mary Jane because
it's more close to the character.
Yeah, and she's more age appropriate, the actress that played her. Whereas like Gwen Stacy is proper 16, no?
Well, Emma Stone played her when she was late 20s, I'm going to say. Or
oh, really?
Early 30s.
Yeah.
Well, probably late 20s. Kirsten Dunst would have been around the same age, I'd say.
Yes, yeah. That's
and you would have been a lot younger when Kirsten Dunst was Mary Jane.
Yeah.
So I can see her theory there. But she is supposed to, they are, all of them are supposed to be in school, like.
Yeah.
They're a pedo.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So now I don't know about Spider-Man anymore. Who are you going with? You can't say Spider-Man.
Like, it's basically anybody.
Anyone from a movie, TV show or video game.
So anyone. Barack Obama.
He's from real life.
Oh, no, I'm only messing. Duke and Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
Duke the Nuke.
Now, the video game version or the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Video. Was he him?
He was Duke Nukem, wasn't he? Oh, am I thinking of Judge Dredd? And that's Sylvester Stallone.
I like Crash Bandicoot, though.
He is a bit of crack.
Going around smashing a load of boxes.
Yeah.
TNTs and all. Little 3-2-1, see you later.
Ooga booga.
Yeah, get that little mask on.
Ooga booga.
No one be able to touch me.
Invincible. Ooga.
You know what I mean? What's your man's name that's always in the bathroom?
Neocortex.
Neocortex. Like, Neo, you little fool, you. Get off me.
You little baldy bastard. You come here and I'll dance all over you. Spin you. Spin you out of the universe.
Thanks for the question, young fella.
Okay.
No more aimed at me, no?
There is one here.
Okay.
If Darren had genital warts and my piss was the only thing that could cure it, I'd let her slither into his bollocks as hard as I could. Fuck the bowls.
Okay.
Okay, it's not really a question. So with that said, and Owen's criteria being meh, to have my email read, has Joe thought about reaching out to Shells and maybe doing a special mini-series with players in his chipper van being interviewed by him? Also, how do the lads deal with people asking where they are from? I'm from Darndale and live in Toronto. When I meet Dubs or Irish people abroad, I go get mad looks when I say I'm from Darndale, and often hear them explaining to Canadians that Darndale is kind of a shithole, and they compare it to local shitholes here in Toronto. Thanks, Darndale Davy. So the first part of that question is, I haven't thought about reaching out to Shells about doing a special miniseries with players being interviewed in the chipper van. But now that you say it, still no. I haven't thought about it. Second part, how do you deal with explaining and describing where you're from to people that aren't familiar?
It's grand.
Well,
where are you from? Fingers. Cool.
Man has a bad name. Say Wolf Inglis.
Sometimes you get that, yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I remember one time I was on a film set, like, and this fella was talking to us. And he said, he started talking about me gilet and stuff like that. And what I was wearing, his tracksuit bottoms and everything.
Shit, you don't talk about Darren Sheeley.
And you don't do that.
No, man.
Don't do that, like. And he said to me, a fella like you, like the way you're dressed and the way you are, like someone like you tried to rob my phone before. And I was like, oh, really? I'm like, well, I'm not like that. I might dress like it, but I'm not. He said, oh, so where are you from? I was like, Finglas. And he was like, oh, listen up.
No.
Yeah.
He said, oh.
He's like, oh. He said, I remember him saying something like, you can tell by what you're wearing that you're from there. Like, but he didn't, I don't think he meant that in an insulting way. It was just like, image of the North Side or Finglas or anywhere in that area. And I was like, I was melted over that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to have to fucking get jeans now.
And you're wearing jeans now?
And I'm wearing jeans.
And a polo.
Like a while back. Don't know what they're wearing in this heat.
Yeah. Shorts, what happened to the shorts, man? Did you throw out the shorts?
I haven't got the legs right anymore, Joe.
No.
I've got a load of varicose veins.
Ah, oh, it's because you turned 40.
No, I don't really. That's me, man.
A load of varicose veins.
A load of varicose veins, man. But yeah, so in them situations, it's kind of hard to deal with. But I'll brush it off and be like, oh, just stop, it's grand. I'll only hit you once, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I'll give it back to you.
I'll only rob your phone. Well, yeah, it's a load of... I get it as well. Come from town, like... Discrimination or whatever, or prejudice.
So when you
prejudice.
Say town, yeah, sound like the Spire.
Oh, like Summer Hill. Yeah, Summer Hill. Yeah. Oh, what's that like now? What's that like now? That's where I go. What's that like now?
Gentrified.
Yeah, it's fucking grand, isn't it? I'm from there, Bladen. It's grand. I wouldn't be worried about like living in Summer Hill, like, because you're kind of in the eye of the storm. The people from Summer Hill go rob you in your neighbourhoods, different neighbourhoods.
Mm.
The tornado spins outwards. Be more worried about that. No, it's grand. I don't really try to cover up or to hide it. Or I say it's grand. Go, come have a pint. Go to the fucking Bridge Tavern. You'd be fucking grand, like.
Yeah, I even went and it was grand.
Yeah,
it's actually fine. Disappointing.
Yeah,
that it wasn't mad.
Yeah,
my perception was way off. Hold me hands up.
There we go.
So ain't nothing wrong with where you're from. Moral of the story.
Yeah,
say it proudly.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
And if you're from Finglas, say Fingla.
Yeah, Finglas.
From Fingla, yeah?
Fionglas.
From Glasnevin. That's what I tell people. Where are you from? Glasnevin.
Yeah, I say I'm from the IFSC.
From the cinema. What's the IFSC? Is that
the
cinema?
No, it's the Financial Services Centre.
I was thinking of...
The IFI?
Yeah. From the IFI cinema. Is that it then?
That's the last question for the bonus episode from Darren Dale Davey.
Well, thanks for insulting me, sending in your questions. It's been lifted now, so don't do that again.
Or do, because you will have noticed that.
All the shots. They'll probably take that out in the edit, so.
Yeah, and he would really appreciate throwing the insults at you, Darren, because you did say up bows on one of the episodes, and he wants to get
He's
you back to
too much nasty.
It's a lot of nasty.
Nasty 2K?
Nasty 3K.
Nasty 4K. Chicken wrap with a load of crips on it.
Nasty UHD.
Load of tackies and all. Tacky sambos. Give me a bit of that. Your boss.
That does sound nice. I did it 4K. He said it again. He said it again.
I was quoting Nasty.
Fucking
wasn't saying it.
Hell, man.
Oh, I'm not saying it. Nasty said it.
Say goodbye to everyone.
See you later.
Talk to you later, man.
Thanks.